Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim. We have a little sun here. There we go. This is Elohim Sunday, so let's begin. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mouth focused on me what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Okay? Now, Sunday we talk about the Bible. Oh boy, what a book. But we also talk about love. So, let's deal with love for a few minutes. I know I do the same thing all the time. Love is an act and make others feel good. And we did a whole show on love a couple of weeks. I think this week we did a whole show on love, if I'm not mistaken. Or was that last week? Anyhow, love is an act to make others feel good, you know? In any relationship, learn the other person, learn what makes them feel good, and only do that, okay? Don't try to make them jealous or see how much they love you and all that. If they don't want to make you feel good, you don't want to make them feel good, you know, and you're honoring your commitment, hey, you know, you have a feel good relationship. You're able to trust each other, you know? And the same thing with groups. If you're doing only doing things that make groups feel good, you know, so you have to, and you have a feel good relationship in the groups as well. You know, I'm not going to talk too much about that because we only have an hour. So I like talking about the Bible. We're going to work with you in the first this week and even going up the week. Because as far as I've been getting, because I'll be waiting for some type of pushback, some type of questions, something, you know, from you guys. You guys be on the line listening, which is great. I don't know with that. As long as you're listening, that's good. But I don't get no questions or nothing, you know, from exactly what's going on. So it's okay. Once again, you might not have gotten no text. I'm still having trouble getting my texts out. I got two phones here, and I can't get texts out on either phone. So, I don't know if it's me or something I'm doing, but ever since I got the new phone, I can't seem to get anybody. One app wants me to do 10 people at a time. We're doing 200 or 300 people. I can't text 10 people at a time. I'd be a whole hour just sitting in a text. So we're going to do it this way. I'm going to keep working out until I get the texts out, okay? But we'll be here every day, every day from 8 to 9. So just remember that and tune in. You don't have to think about it now. Which day is he going to be on? He's on every day. All right? Now, our slogan is love is the act and the devil's feel good. So now, I'm going to recap some of the stuff I've been through, right? And then we're going to go just a little bit further today. Then we have been though, even though I'm having getting a conversation from the listening audience that I actually want to go further into the book because I really want you to understand how the code works. If you understand how the code works, you'll really be able to to see what's going on and to know what's going on. If I understand, because the Bible is designed to bring its readers into power. Okay. Power means boots on the ground. These people all over the world, they got these huge armies and navies and all that, you know? I mean, how are they doing this, you know? And you sitting back marching in the street because they're killing your children, you know? You can't just, you don't have no boots to put on the ground to stop them. You can't send an assassin and kill the people that are killing your children, you know? You kind of like have to just go along with the go along. We've been protesting for 90 years, so we're longer than that. And it don't seem to be working too well. Well, now that we hit the voting booth, we're voting more, voting better. That's one way to change some of the stuff around. That's what the vote. That's what the vote was all about. That's how your participation was supposed to take place because you're supposed to be voting. You know, you're supposed to be voting. That's how you push the country in the right direction because it is yours to take care of. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're just talking about power. They got power, you don't have power. Now, they've been using the cult teachings to lock different people into their groups. You know, they got a whole bunch of groups out here, and all of them have some people in them, and they won't go nowhere else. You know, there's cult, these are the cult teachings that bring these people into these groups. Now, it's quicker to get people through the cult mentality than to actually get them through religion. That's why a lot of them don't actually deal with religion. realigning yourself with source energy, making people power, giving people that mental power so they can rise up and do what they have to do. So there's a lot of things that we have to do to change things around, you know? And by going through this book, code book-wise, okay, this helps you learn how to work towards the power and what these systems are doing, what kind of systems that you're in, all right? Now, we're dealing with the cult mentality of some of these groups, all right? So now, if you hear these terms, okay, you're in a cult if they're throwing these terms at you, all right? and these are cult phrases. You are God's chosen people. You are the original people of God. God has named your religion. Someone is the one true God. God is all knowing. God is all seeing. God is everywhere. There's a big G, a little G God. You know, it's God with a big G, God with a little G. These are cult sayings to lock you into that particular order. Okay? Your savior is coming to save you one day. You were created. Boy, that's the biggest one, you know? Everything was created. Now, these are all cults, say, all right? Now, let's get into why they're cult sayings based on what the Bible is trying to give us as a code, all right? You are God's chosen people. Psalm 82 says we're all God's. Right? So now, if you're God's chosen people, God's singular chosen people, what God chose you? Follow what I'm saying? Who is this God? Where is this God at? Can we confirm, you know what I mean, from God what you're saying? They're going to come from? These questions can't be answered because the God that they're talking about is a mystery. They're talking about the mystery God. And whenever they're talking about the mystery God, they can't confirm that God is saying or doing anything, this particular God that they're talking about, right? They can't say who this particular God is. Now, they can tell you what he did. God is all-seeing, all-knowing, the great master of everything. That's what he does. But who is he? You know what I'm saying? So you're trapped in a cult, and you don't realize it. I mean, it works. People are just, oh, man, and God bless America. What God is he talking about? You understand? If you're talking about Jesus the Christ, now the Bible says you're on God. So, yeah, Jesus is the God, you know? If he's asking Jesus to bless America, all right, then we can get into that. We can talk about that. We can ask him questions because he's actually saying who God is. Then you got Allah. It's Allah, he this, and Allah, he that. Well, who is this Allah? That's all I'm saying. And we're talking about Isis. We're talking about Osiris. They have cults based on those particular gods, you know? Every religion that you get into, every cult, I don't even want to call them religions no more. You know, they don't get mad at me. I'm just going to be wanting to hang out rather quick. Oh, no, he called my religion a cult. That shit it is. You look up the word cult. Don't get mad at me. I'm speaking English. Look up the word cult, you know? A cult is a group of people with a strange philosophy, you know? And all these groups got strange philosophies. They got a guy floating around up there someplace, sitting in the chairs and all that. You don't know who this guy is. They'll give you a name, you know what I'm saying? But you can't verify one way or other that your God is the God over the other God's God. That all these groups got their own particular God. You know what I mean? And you can't verify, none of them can verify that their God is the God over whoever, so-and-so, so-and-so. They can't verify it by having the God explain to them that they're talking about. You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. They go to a book and reference that God said, he chose you to do this, that, and the other. But can I confirm that with this God? Let me talk to this God, you know? Hey, this guy got a cell phone or somewhere. I'm calling. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I'm not made to mock you what you have, but you just have to think about what you're doing. These are cults, not religion. Religion means realigning yourself with source energy. All right? So let's start right there. All right? We're going to recap what I'm saying right there. All right? If you rack your brain to go back to where everything started from, you would have to go back to the uncaused cause. That's the best you can do. Something caused everything to exist, and nothing caused it to exist. Okay? That's the uncaused cause. Now, let's go back dealing with what we know based on what I just said. Everything in the cosmos, everywhere, you, everything, the grass, the tree, everything is made out of energy. Can't deny that. Then confirm, energy cannot be created or destroyed. Okay? You can't create energy, nor can you destroy energy. You can change its form, change its substance, whatever you want, but you can't create it and you can't destroy it. Right? So, now, if that being the case, and everything is made out of energy, including you, that means you were not created. Okay? So if you are made, what are you made out of? There's only one substance that permeates the entire universe. That's the energy that comes from. See what I'm saying? I shouldn't say comes from, but that's the energy that the uncaused cause is made up out of. All right? So you're made up out of the energy that the uncaused cause is made up out of. So you can't be destroyed. Only your form changed. And nobody can create you. You have to be made from something that exists. You can't be made from something that don't exist. That's creating. You can't create. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to use some type of energy to produce energy. This is what's going on. You know, even back in the day, the farmers, I know you had to pour water in the well to get water out. You know what I mean? And so this is where we at on at that particular point. I'm just, what I'm telling you is actually just, well, we say common sense, but it's just plain talk. I'm just talking plain to you. There's no mystery about it. You know, everything in the universe is made up of energy, period. You have different types of energy. You have a periodic table where they talk about different types of energy. And they give a number to the energy so you can recognize the energy, okay, when you see it and when you get it. And this is what's going on, okay? So now, that brings us into the types of energy, okay? There's incorporeal energy, which they can't break down yet because they don't know how to deal with the incorporeal side of things. And there's corporeal energy. So with our level of technology, they're mostly dealing with the corporeal side of energy. That's the physical realm. And they're breaking everything down from a physical perspective to show you where you come from, your bloodline, and all this stuff. All this is physical. But basically, we're not only physical beings, we're incorporeal beings as well. Right? It's the incorporeal energy that drives the flesh, that drives the physical. Right? So they don't really get too much into that. Right? So I'm just going to, I'm recapping, so I'm going to go through this stuff kind of quick. I'm going to bring you into the new thoughts or evidence that sort of proves the thought process that I'm bringing to you. The evidence is right in the Bible. You don't have to look for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's right in the book, right? we are incorporeal energy coming through Cyrus, up there near Cyrus Space Cosby. Those two signs up there coming through the black hole. That's how the incorporeal energy comes into the system. All right, and we're gonna, I'd like to talk about that for a minute because I don't need to talk to people too much about that because nobody's really focused on actually how this dimension was really built and who built it. You know, this is what we're talking about. This is what you can what you can glimpse from what I'm saying, you know. It came in as incorporeal entities. Corporeal entities gives off a physical gas, okay? It would be considered waste, but in incorporeal energy, physical energy is considered waste to incorporeal people, all right? So it comes through, it's waste because they don't need it, they don't use it, you know, after they do what they do. If they are working, doing what they're doing, this is what energy that they give off, okay? They don't actually poop like we think in terms of poop. It don't work that way, you know what I mean? But they're using energy, incorporeal energy, and there's a side effect. That's what I'm saying, for the energy that they are using. And this energy goes through the black hole, come into the physical dimension. And at one time, there was nothing here. No suns, no stars, no moons, no nothing. This was just a dimension filled with gas. Right? They came in and through the black hole because they wanted to know. They was worried about the gas burning, igniting, catching fire, and burning a hole in both. So they came through the black hole into this dimension to set something in motion. They checked their theories or their thoughts on the issue. So what they did, they used incorporeal energy and corporeal energy to make Cyrus A and Cyrus B. I will tell you Cyrus B too, but we'll just stick with Cyrus A and Cyrus B. There was a Cyrus A and Cyrus B because the sun had to be dense enough to withstand the pull of a black hole. Okay? So they made those two. They made Cyrus A and Cyrus B. That's where they began, right? And then they made a planet for them to live on. Because when they come through as incorporeal energy, they can live in the confines of space because it doesn't affect them like it would affect the physical body. So when they set up their first physical forms, right, they were like giants, yeah, they were tall, big people, and they were shape-shifting as well. So they can shape themselves to live in any kind of atmosphere or condition that's out there. You know, we heard of shapeshifters. I'm getting there. That's a long way off right now. We won't get into that. But they were there, you know. And so they began making, once they ignited the first suns and realized that the dark matter, you know, that was pushing through everything kept everything from catching fire, right? Because there was constant movement, space in between the energy that they were giving off. There was enough space so they wouldn't ignite. So once they created the sun, once they made the sun, then they made a planet to live on, right? And then they began monitoring everything. This is where the term hell comes from, and fire and all that, because the incorporeal energy that stayed here have to constantly monitor the sun and what they were giving off. You know what I'm saying? And they've been monitoring it for millions of years right now. Okay? They've been monitoring this particular dimension. And as they stayed here, once they stayed here, they weren't supposed to eat physical food. All right, when there's a Liberian Institute, there's evidence to prove that you can live off the air. You don't actually need solid food to live. You can live off the air. All right. For evidence of this, you can contact the Institute. All right, Breatharian Institute. I think they're in California. It used to be a small amount of money to join. Now they want $5,000-$6,000 you can get in. Because once the middle class found out what was going on, yeah, they could spend that money. And they want a certain quality of life, so the government had to step up a little bit in the service that they were providing, and good service costs money. So, but this, I'm just letting you know this because there's evidence of what I'm saying. Okay? Now, where are you getting this information from? You know, if you, I had a DNA awakening, So where in the world did I get a DNA where it came from? I'll tell you all the same thing. That's what I got my DNA with. I went through the Bible, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, right? I read Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, but I didn't read what was printed in black. I only read what was printed in red, what they said he said. Okay? Because Yahshua, he didn't confirm or he didn't proofread none of this stuff. Oh, yeah, that's what I said. He didn't do none of that. So the thing about it is that Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John didn't have high enough conscience to really break down and understand what Yahshua was saying. So their explanations kept you in a certain frame of mind. And the frame of mind that in the thought process that Yahshua had for you was much greater than what Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John had for you. You know what I'm saying? And so, excuse me. So if you read only what's written in red, by the time you get done, you'll have your DNA awakening, you know, and you begin to, you get a little psychic, you begin to see things, you get to know things, you can feel things, all right? And that will help you out quite a bit. Now, I've also made a meditation CD that will help unlock your pineal gland and pituitary gland. Because pineal gland gets calcified, especially from the way you eat. This stream of their diet is crazy. But this is the diet they have us on because the drug dealers want us on some kind of drug by the time we're 40 or 50. They want us taking something every day. You know, and so the whole female day diet is designed to produce that effect. Right? The whole thing is interesting. We talk about health one day too. That's Friday. Friday is the day we talk about health. So you tune in on Friday, we talk about health. Okay. Now, okay, get back to where we were. As we're coming into the first stages of Genesis, right, when you first open the Bible. This takes you from the incorporeal people, right? They're talking about you as a God, having the technology, right, to make planets, to make suns. And they said, let there be light. What do you think they were talking about? They were talking about putting a sun up there. You know what I'm saying? They didn't just go kung fu kung. They had technology. These people were so technologically advanced, all right, that they were able to make suns, make planets, make moons. What is a moon? A moon is a satellite. Where is the evidence that we as gods, according to the Bible, we're all gods, that we can do satellite stuff? We got satellites up there right now, okay? They found out there's a black satellite up there that's been there for 5,000 years, according to what they're saying. You know, I don't know how I've seen it, but according to what they're saying. So, yeah, we can make satellites, and pretty soon we'll be able to take some of all these rocks and stuff out here and make put satellites and other satellites in motion around the doggone moon, which is around the sun, which is very dangerous. I'm around the Earth, which is very dangerous at the technological level that we at now. I wouldn't suggest they attempt it because they're just barely getting out there right now. But it tells you that man made all this stuff. Men and women made all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And later on it says, let us make men and women in our image. They were talking about procreation. That's what they were talking about. The powerful people, the powerful beings, your ancestors who were making planets and stuff, got together to make children. See what I'm saying? They got together to make children so they can populate the planet that they were making. Hello? That's what they did. Let us make men and women in our image. When you have a child, you're not creating the child. You and your wife get together, and your substance, her substance, come together, and the child is produced. You made the child. You didn't create the child from nothing because you can't create anything. We can only make stuff. That's what we do, okay? So I'm just recapping right now, okay? So because I go through this lecture a lot because I really want people to hear and to understand what's going on, the thought process that they need to have, all right? Now, once they did that, right, then they moved to the next stage. They wanted to drop some information about the structure, right, from corporeal to incorporeal, from dimension to dimension. That was when they went into the Adam and Eve story, all right? I'm saying, you know, when a rib looks like a DNA strand, they were telling you that not only can you get a male from cloning a man, you can also get a woman from cloning a man. That's about the cloning process. That's what the Adam and Eve story is about. But it goes a little bit deeper than that because they went from one dimension to another dimension, because in the one dimension it was incorporeal and they couldn't see themselves. Corporeal beings don't look like incorporeal beings don't look like corporeal beings. So once they ate the fruit, they became corporeal. They went from one dimension to another. Some people say the fifth dimension into the fourth dimension or whatever. I'm not putting the numbers on dimension at this particular time. But they went from one dimension. They went from incorporeal to corporeal. That's what they did. And all before that, God wasn't the God that they were dealing with, all right? He was, you know, he didn't have to walk, you know what I mean, to communicate with them. But once they became corporeal, he had to walk through the garden to get to them. They heard him walking. But before, he didn't have to walk. So, I mean, the pieces come together when you begin analyzing the code the way the Bible has it set up, all right? Now, here's the next thing. We know there were other people here when the Adam and Eve story took off, because it just told you we're going to make men and women in our image. So there were people here already when the Adam and Eve story took off. Okay, that's what the snake was all about, shape-shifting people, made himself fair-seeming. They're talking about shape-shifters, people that were here. I don't know, we have to get into all the different types of people that were here. I think, well, I am, does a lecture on that, the Draycons and this, that, and the other, you know, the snake-looking people, everything else. But there were other people here, follow what I'm saying? People that were able to communicate with Adam and Eve, when they communicated with Eve. But I'm just saying, this is what they were talking about. You know, when you get into the right thought process, okay, nothing spooky about all this, because those people are here right now. You know what I'm saying? The government's just hiding them from us, but they're here, you know? Yeah, people talking about, yeah, well, there's shapeshifters. We see them on television. They even call Obama a shapeshifter. I'm just saying, you know? I'm just recapping. So now you go a little further into the book. You got Cain, they had children, Cain and Abel, you know, and Cain slew Abel, right? They kicked Abel out of the garden, okay? This is evidence that there's more to the book than what they're telling you. Cain got kicked out of the garden, and he went and knew his wife. He got married. Well, to who? Who did he get married to? There wasn't supposed to be nobody here. If you're following the occult story that they're trying to get you into to dumb you down to the reality of the power that's in the book. See what I'm saying? There were other people here. Because when he went, I think it was the land of Nod that he was supposed to went to, he got married. So somebody had to be here. This woman that he married just wasn't there all by herself. She had to have parents and groups and families, or somebody was out there. You understand what I'm saying? So that lets you know the Adam and Eve story was more than just the birth of a man and a woman, Adam and Eve. It wasn't really about that. It was about a process, a technological process that we're supposed to be doing, which we're doing now. We're cloning. You know, we're cloning cows and all that stuff. The people, you know, the 1%ers, they read this book. You know what I mean? They go to church and all that, but they're not caught up into the cult practice. You know what I mean? And you have certain people that was teaching, talking about the occult practices and how everything is set up based on the occult practices. Well, the one guy that killed, they killed him not too long ago. They got some tapes and stuff out. I got some CDs before they put the tapes out, but they watered down the information. I bought the CDs just to support his family. You know what I mean, since he's no longer here, but they watered down the information. I listened to part of it. I said, oh, my goodness. They took all the good stuff out. You know what I mean? They don't want you to know how you're being manipulated. And this is what we're telling you. I'm getting some pushback. I can't get my taxes out and all that kind of stuff, but it's okay. I expected some pushback. But also know how to use my power to overcome these things, you know? We'll talk about that one day, you know, do a meditation process, you know, how to actually use your power to work and to protect those that are around you, okay? Now, telling you the evidence, right? There's more to the story than what they're telling you. Because Cain killed Abel, he couldn't have gotten married. If he got married after he left the garden, you know, there had to be a group of people here for him to marry to, all right? So that means that the whole story is not based on the actual making of men and women. You see what I'm saying? But the story prior to Adam and Eve was about making men and women in their image. That means having sex. When you have sex with a female and the baby come out, the baby looks like y'all. If it don't look like y'all, well, you start thinking, oh, wait a minute. The baby don't look like neither one of us. Something's wrong here. We got to check some blood or DNA or something. You know what I mean? So the child is supposed to come out in your image. That's what I'm saying. This is what the book is saying. So if child ain't in your image, you got to go back to the drawing board and say, yo, baby, what's up? You know, I love you and all, but there's something wrong here, you know? I mean, I'm me, and this child looks like Harry. You been hanging out with Harry, or what's up, you know? So I'm just saying, you know, just trying to keep it a little light. But also, I'd like to thank those who are on the live. Calling in, I appreciate it. but I would like some type of comments or something. anyhow, those who are listening across the country, thank you so much. We'll be here every day, and we're going to be talking about a myriad of subjects, all right? So just plug in. You don't have to worry about what day we're going to be on. It's 8 to 9 every day we'll be here, all right? So now tomorrow we're going to be talking about the tyrannical scriptures. Tyrannical scriptures. Yeah, that's going to be the secret doctrine. We're going to go into the secret doctrine and tell you some things that that are secret. We're going to tell you some things that they really might not want you to know. Okay, that's what's going on. Okay. Now, what I want to do is give you a brief announcement. In fact, let's just go on into the commercial. Let's do the commercial. Get back something to the people that's given us something, okay? Let's try it every day to try to get this information out to you, all right? we're Elohim Five Tribes in the Constellation Elohim Society of Love. Radio presents Elohim Speaks. Every day from 8 to 9, okay? The call-in number is 516-453-9230. If you have a comment or something you want to say, press 1. If you want to give us a shout-out, you know, just press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out, or if you want to mention your business or something, that's fine. You cannot mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so. Okay. Now, so there's a slight change in the commercial because we're going to be here actually 7 days a week. We're going to be here every day. All right. So let me pull up the schedule here so you can see it. All right. We're going to pull up the schedule so you can see it. We're going to be here every day, right? So on, this is the schedule. On Sunday, we talk about the Bible and love. Monday, Society News and broadcast. Tuesday, we talk about Toronto Scripture, the secret doctrine. We're going to be reading from the secret doctrine. Wednesday, we're talking about politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. Saturday is legacy of the nation. And we're going to be doing history. That's what we're going to be doing every day. That's discovered for every day, okay? Now, also, let's go back to the commercial here. Now, I have a gospel CD on the market, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. CD, the link is CD, CD Baby, CD, Elohim Christ 2. that's the number 2, so check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click on Elohim Christ Contract, Jesus is Coming. And we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time. Out of the goddess room, okay? Be sensitive out there. Be mindful of what we are dumping. The child you dump might just be the one to get us out of the mess that we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them, brothers. So hang in there with the system and take care of them, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Theological Scriptures Part 2, okay? Christ has come. For more information on the book or CD, just call TCCA at 215-758-1703-95. And you'll be able to have access to the book or the CD, or a book on CD, right? Also, I'm now in the gold business, where we buy after our gold, okay? So if you want to know about what we're doing with the gold, same number, 215-758-1703, okay? And I would like to give a shout out to Harvey Butler for his Black History book, The Locks Cry Out. I like him because he actually understands history. You got a lot of people talking history, but actually don't have a clue. They don't really understand what's really going on with history. I'm talking about a lot of these so-called scholars out there, you know? Okay, so if you get a chance, he fills in the missing pieces of history. So if you get a chance, actually, Saturday, we did a show on Lemurians. And he's telling you that America, coming through the Americans, it was a global system, global network, okay? And, Legacy of a Nation will be on. That'll be Saturday. We do Legacy of a Nation, that's history, Black history, okay? Coming from Legacy of a Nation. I'd like to give a shout out to our sister family. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word, and it works really good. So you might want to check her out. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's the spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love. The call-in number is 909-749-8626. You can also go to her website, wenowmandinka.com. Okay. Just give her a call, 909-749-8626, okay? And she can fill you in with all the details, all right? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, and you're the ACL, 1918, 1929 of the world. They meet every week for more information. Contact our president, Mark P, at UNA 267-822-2320, okay? all right. And also, we have the UAIA, the industry that makes sound clothes, like the flags. If you want their pyramid outfit or land, just give them a call, 609-638-5828, okay? Talking about Safemore Electronics, that's one of my children's companies. I like them. He does good work. I'm not saying it because he's my little one. He's certified and licensed, and he'll come in and do good work for you, right? But call the number 215-909-3352. From 9 to 5, all right? Then I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Potts Learning Academy. Okay, that's another one of my children's groups, so you know I gotta give them a shout out. She's licensed to the Faculty of Emergency Medicine, who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. She's putting her way through medical school, which is good. She has before and after school service in the Western Rocky area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And I also, her email address, philiptoplearningacademy@gmail.com, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to a resident, our resident naturopathic healers and doctors, and her, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And if you call him, I don't know if he's still doing it right now. He's doing it for the last couple of months. If you call him, he'll give you a free herbal chart. He'll text you a free herbal chart. And also, we got Dr. Bill. His number is 61561-3864. He does, he sells water purification systems and stuff like that. And both of them sell herbs and stuff. Tell you what you can do, okay? You can call and make an appointment with either one of them if you want. And they'll hook you up, help you out with the health thing, okay? And we will be doing health on Friday. So make sure you tune in on Friday to 8 to 9. So we can talk about that health, how to eat, what you're supposed to be eating, you know? I'm on a diet that's going to keep me here for 200 years. Well, we'll see. Quite a little bit more time to go, but it's a pretty good diet, you know? And I say, a lot of times when you're on a diet and you're in the 70s or 80s, and you're talking about living to 200, you know, you have to show and prove. So a lot of times people have to wait to see what's going on, okay? Showing and proving means just staying alive. so that's ready for the commercial. Let's get back into the topic here. We got a few more minutes left. So we're getting into what we call some evidence that there's more to the book than what they're telling, all right? The fact that Cain and Abel, Cain killed Abel when they kicked him out of the garden, he went and got married. So if the ones that are teaching the Bible through an occult perspective, if they tell you that the Adam and Eve story was was the beginning of man on the planet, you know, some people even say they're cloning white folks. You know, they got all kinds of stories going on about that. You know, occult practice and racism, that's how they do. But what I'm saying is that it's about science. Well, science? Well, who come up with science? Science has been around for millions of years. Coming through the Bible is read what you sow. Okay? How is read what you sow science? They just changed the name so that you don't relate it to the information that was given to you by your ancestors. Okay? How is read what you sow science? If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on a reaction to control it. That's science, okay? That's how you do everything, okay? And the scientific methodology of studying is that you write everything down. From the time that you're able to write, you they start you off with the training with a diary. Start with your diary, start writing the days down and what's going on, and get you used to the scientific methodology of chronicling your life. You know what I'm coming from? And it's something that we need to get used to. So when it comes time to write that book or your memoirs, you have a nice, good history that you've been keeping ever since you was little. And it works against you too if you, because you write stuff down you don't want nobody to know about. If you go into public office and they get hold of that diary, you got trouble, you know. But we teach to keep the children out of jail. The Bible says, settle your differences before you go to court, because the court belongs to them. So to keep the children out of jail, teach the children about the rules that they shouldn't be breaking that will line them up in court. Okay? You know what I'm saying? If you don't go to court, you can't go to jail because there has to be some kind of trial. Well, I'm keep forgetting about Gitmo and these black warehouse people. They just snatch you up, no trial, no nothing. You just out of here. Well, we ain't talking about that, okay? What we're talking about is you're learning the court system so that you can stay out of it. Even if you have a beef with somebody over some money or something, sit down and work it out. You don't have to go to the court to let the judge decide. Work it out, all right? And then also depends on you dealing with an honest person, somebody that's actually into the read what you so culture. Now, a dog-eat-dog culture, that's a little different. They lie, cheat, steal, whatever, because they're dog-eat-dog. And that's how they work. But the reproductive culture is supposed to be managing the dog-eat-dog culture. Now, you have a dog-eat-dog mentality in you, but you have a reproductive mentality in you, too. And that reproductive mentality is supposed to govern that dog-eat-dog mentality so you don't just go ape. You know, on people and just take and rob and steal whatever they have. You follow what I'm saying? This is how the indigenous people of the land lost the land because they wasn't preparing. The reap what you sow people wasn't preparing for the dog eat dog people that were coming. And they're always coming. They're always coming. This is why whatever you're doing, you have to build up your military so that you'd be able to put boots on the ground, okay? And that's what's going on. That's why I don't complain too much when they put a lot of money into the defense spending. You need to put that money in there because these people come through this continent with dog-eat-dog mentality, and they done robbed and stole, not only here, but all over the planet. They've been robbing and stealing and taking people's stuff, and people want their stuff back. And, you know, they working hard to put boots on the ground to get their stuff back. Like China, they just went and took Hong Kong from China, you know. They had to give Hong Kong back. Now, they can't pull that crap right now because China, you know what I'm saying? China got a dog-eat-dog crew, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's not under the reap what you sow culture no more. It's under dictatorship. That makes it dangerous. Because you got one man making the decisions, and if he say go to war, you go to war. And basically, under these dictators, war is almost inevitable. Somebody, because they're gonna go in doggy dog, and take something that don't belong to them. And the other doggy dog crew, wait a minute, man, you can't have that. That land belongs to us, and we're ready to back up what we say. And this is how things start. See what I'm saying? So, and you people out there talking about peace. You don't know what peace means. Peace is an act of war. Every time you say peace to somebody, you're literally declaring war on them. It's a war of attrition. That's why when they make peace, there's an arms race. They want to make sure that the other guy don't build up their weaponry so much that they're going to come after you. That's what happened in Germany. After the First World War, they made them sign an agreement where they couldn't have so much military. Hitler said, yo, man, I don't want to hear that. And he went to start building up his military. And when dictators get enough power, they come in to take your stuff. It's just that time. When they get enough power over you, they come in to take your stuff. And Hitler got so much power over the area that he was in, he just started annexing, started taking their stuff. And some of them said, hey, you know, we don't have the mechanism to fight this guy. So we're just going to submit, let him do what he's doing, you know? And it got to the point that Hitler, with his doggy dog self, took something that he wasn't supposed to have. That started the Second World War. He took a couple of things. They let him go. All right, he took the Rhineland back. Okay, you had a Rhineland. We ain't gonna bother you for that. But we have an agreement with Poland. He went into Poland. That was it. That sparked the war because they had to protect Poland. So they declared war on Germany. But you got to remember, both of them coming from a dog-eat-dog mindset. Because the queen, the Britain been out there stealing, robbing, hurting people for a while. I'm just telling it like it is. So the once she made a decision, oh, no, that's far enough. We're going to fight. Once she made a decision to fight, they fought. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody going against her because she, it's the king and queen system. Family rules, and one person, whether the if the queen is ruling, it becomes a matriarch. If the king is ruling, it becomes patriarch. You follow what I'm saying? And that's the system. They still got the same system going over there, but the queen is smart. That's a smart lady. I mean, she gave them a parliament where they can vote, have some kind of say in something that's what's going on. She's really smart, and you got to hand it to her. Okay, like me, I don't mind people living in castles and all that stuff. I just don't want them to make me a slave to do it. You know what I mean? If that's how they want to live, fine. I ain't nowhere in the world they're going to put me in no castle. I mean, what am I going to do in a big old castle? You know what I'm saying? Like these people buying these houses with 32 rooms in them and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Ain't the two people in the family. They're buying a 32-room mansion to live in. You know what I mean? A lot of these rappers and all this stuff. Following the same thing. Then before you know it, they broke. Wonder how they got broke. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird. Well, it's kind of interesting the way things go, you know? But people can live the way they want to live. I don't mind. You know what I mean? I don't mind the queen having her little castle, you know, her little service running around and all that. That's on them. But when they're going to make me a slave to have it, oh, no, no, no. I draw the line there. I'm going to go against the queen. Well, right now, hey, you know what I mean? Let her have what she got. She's not pushing the slavery thing no more. Okay. She used to. That was what Gandhi and all that was about. Going in India, Pakistan, the way the people were being treated over there. They had to kick the queen in and out of there, you know? And this was coming after the Second World War, so they didn't really have enough juice to hold that just there, you know? So they kicked them out of there, and the queen learned from that. You know, she, in Canada and the places that she's ruling, she's treating the people more fairly and more equitable, and that's good. You know, if these people learn from the mistakes they make, the planet can grow. You know what I mean? They give other people some room to grow. You know, they can't live in a castle, but at least, you know, get the people off the street. You know what I mean? Don't let people live and sleep in the street. You know what I mean? They have to correct that problem. That problem's going on all over the country. With that, we're at the end of our time, okay? And those that have chimed in and listening, we'd like to thank you very much. And if I offended anybody, oh, man, it wasn't intentional. And so the assertion, I have walked the path of divine energy, and all energy I put out was for a divine purpose, and I eagerly await the energy that I put out to return. So let it be written, so let it be done. That was just one time my computer just shut down. It shut down at the right time today. And so we will see you tomorrow, and tomorrow is Monday, okay? So, we'll be talking about the society. Okay. Once again, love is an act to make others feel good. Much love.